Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Doc Rivers, the coach of that great Boston team, he was talking a little stuff, too, to LeBron. Here's Doc.
It's our philosophy. I don't know what theirs are. You know, I think theirs is whatever LeBron says it is, to be honest. That makes a lot of sense to me. But, no, I think I like what we're doing. I think it's the smart thing to do. And, you know, who knows? We'll see at the end.
All I'm going to say is, Doc Rivers, I love you. Will you marry me? Did you hear what Doc Rivers just said?
No, what did he say?
It's whatever LeBron. Their philosophy is whatever LeBron says. I love that he's calling out LeBron. I love it, Doc. He ain't running away. He ain't afraid of the Lakers and LeBron James. He knows what he has with the Clippers. They got a real shot at a championship, and he ain't going to kowtow or let LeBron talk about, load, man, I'm playing every game. And then he has the nerve to steal Michael Jordan's quote about the kid. There's one kid up at the top of the arena who had never seen me play. I'm going to be here. LeBron set out games before when he was healthy.
He hasn't load managed like
this. Yes, he has.
Stop.
Not like this.
One game every blue moon.
He did miss games, though.
It's not load management. You play 74, 76 games a year.
He said when he's healthy, he don't miss games.
It's not load management. Stop it. Stop it. And Rob Parker, you have no idea what you are talking about, because Doc Rivers, while he may feel like he may have intended to criticize LeBron, in actuality, he gave him props. What he did was criticize Rob Pelinka and Frank Vogel and Jeannie Buss. Because he said LeBron James runs the Lakers. And you know what? If I'm a player, you can't give me a bigger compliment than to say, I got the juice to run the most historic franchise in NBA history.
And LeBron had the juice when they didn't make the playoffs last year.
Let me finish.
He was running the juice.
You went on your little spree.
You went on your little spiel
with your love letter to Doc Rivers. Now let me bring the real. All right,
juice.
Let me bring the real. I'm standing up.
What are you doing? Sit down.
The real is this. That's
right.
The champ is here. You gave LeBron James props for putting together a 24-24 ball club.
They lost the other night.
Why is Anthony Davis in L.A.? You care to answer
me? Yes, I can.
Why?
Because he's a puppet for the LeBron's
agency.
Whatever
the case,
he's a puppet.
He's one of the baddest players on earth.
He decided he can't win by himself.
And LeBron James got him to LA. All you Lakers fans, including you, Rob G., that want to hate privately on LeBron. Oh, you're going to enjoy the championship. You enjoy the winning streak. But privately, you hate on LeBron. The only reason you're good and relevant today is because of LeBron James.
Yeah, but here you go. You talk about how great LeBron
is. He is the president.
You know what happened?
He is the best player.
Kawhi Leonard had a chance to join this guy, LeBron James.
I'm glad he did.
He could have been on a team with AD. They could have been running. It could be 28-0 if Kawhi was on the team. And you know what he told LeBron? Hell no, I don't want to play with you. I'm not interested in the LeBron propaganda, taking the pressure off himself and putting it on other people. I respect Kawhi. He's the one who told LeBron, no way, no how.
I'm not hating on Kawhi. I'm glad he did what he did because it's great for the league.
Yeah, but LeBron wanted him.
That's fine.
LeBron, and he didn't get him.
Why wouldn't you?
He didn't get Paul George.
Why
he couldn't get who you wanted.
Yeah, he got Anthony Davis,
that's
good enough.
The only guy.
And he got Rondo and Dwight.
Oh, Rondo's guys
all
are all at
cats.
The end of their careers. Hey, he didn't
so
get those
that's
guys.
That's the first thing, Rob.
He didn't get
the
those
guys.
The
first thing is that you're not criticizing LeBron when you say he's running the team. Because that's a compliment.
No, it ain't. When you don't make the playoffs, they didn't make the playoffs.
If you said Chris Broussard's running Fox Sports Radio, you think I'm going to be mad? I'm going to be like, dang, I got the juice. right?
If we were in last place, it wouldn't be great.
They got the best record in the NBA.
LeBron didn't show up this year. He was there last year.
Okay, last year was a bad year.
All right, was he running things last year? I'm just talking about
it. No, Magic was running things last year.
No, it wasn't.
And here's the second
thing. LeBron was running it.
And I understand what Doc did. I think Doc was right. He's got to support his player, Kawhi. And Doc is a PR stud. He knows exactly
what
to
say. He's smart.
But here's the thing, Robin. If you be honest, you'll admit it. Doc is saying LeBron's running the Lakers. That's their philosophy. Kawhi is the one that brought low management to Doc Rivers. Doc's never been about low managed. Did he low manage Chris Paul? Did he low manage Blake Griffin, two injury-prone players that could have used it? Did he low manage any of the big three in Boston? Is he low managing anybody else? Paul George has played every game since he's been back. No low management. Doc is actually doing what he's accusing the Lakers of. He's going with Kawhi's philosophy, which you got to do because Kawhi has all the leverage. But it's the pot calling the kettle black. And you know it, Rob. You know it.
No, I don't know it.
Kawhi's not getting what he wants. He's not running the Clippers to a large degree.
No, he's not because
not
everybody. He's not,
why they got Paul George?
He's not running the entire team.
Why they got Paul George?
No.
Because Kawhi said, if you want me, go get him.
All right, but wait a minute. He could have gone to the Lakers. Say it.
He wanted to play with Paul George.
I bet you he still wouldn't have gone there if Paul George didn't go there. He would have went back to Toronto for a year to figure it out. I don't believe he ever wanted to play with LeBron.
This isn't about Kawhi playing with LeBron. Because we could debate that till the cows come home, and we'll never know the truth on that.
All I'm saying is...
But I'm saying Kawhi has a lot of say in the philosophy of the Clippers, especially as far as low
management. I didn't take Doc what he said to LeBron as a compliment. He was it's fly by night of LeBron, like whatever LeBron wants or whatever at that time. The Lakers don't even know what they're doing. It's always about
They don't. They're 24-4. They got two of the best seven players in the world. What are you talking about?
Milwaukee's 24-4.
Yeah, if Kawhi didn't miss the games, they
would be 24-4. They're 20-8. Kawhi's missed six games. The Lakers haven't done anything that the Lakers.
They're making it like the Lakers are the only 24-4.
Yeah, that's one game. What does that mean? How did the Lakers play against the Clippers?
They played okay.
No, they didn't play okay.
Just because you lose don't mean you didn't play okay.
They didn't play okay. They got shut out skunked in the fourth quarter, Anthony Davis.
All right. You're just going off on tangents that aren't even relevant to what we're talking about. Because you can't argue with the points
I
made.
I'm following.
This is what you
I'm
do. I know your philosophy.
Suit. No, you don't know my philosophy.
That's why I got you the gift I got you.
That's all right.
And you're going to see.
And it better have a gift receipt so I can return it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pro Bowl teams were put out yesterday. The quarterbacks in the AFC, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson. I got no problem at all with that. You? Rob?
No.
Okay. The quarterbacks in the NFC, and let me speak my piece before you go ballistic, all right? Quarterbacks in the NFC, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and who was the other?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, of course. And I do think they made a mistake. Drew Brees obviously is playing at a Pro Bowl level, but he missed five games. The votes come out early. They've only played 14, and he missed five of them. He's played nine games. So based on that and that alone, and the fact that Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 in those five games, I don't think Drew should have made it. I think that Kirk Cousins, who has the Minnesota Vikings having a terrific season.
And you remember the early part when the players were pushing back and they were talking about Kirk Cousins early on in the season. They weren't happy with his play.
Kirk Cousins has been excellent. He's fourth in the league in passer rating at 111. Now, Drew Brees is first, but again, he only played nine games. And so I think Kirk Cousins should have replaced Drew Brees, not because he's better, but just because Drew was hurt and missed so many games. Aaron Rodgers, there are some that feel like he shouldn't have been on the team. Look, if they had chosen Jimmy Garoppolo instead of Aaron, I wouldn't raise a ruckus. But they've all kind of managed their teams well, and Jimmy's thrown way more interceptions, 11 to Aaron's 2. Now, this hasn't been the vintage Aaron Rodgers. There's no doubt about it. But I can't, you know, I'm not in an uproar that he made the All-Pro team.
This is for Chris Broussard and all Cowboy,
the Pro Bowl.
All Cowboy fans all over NFL America. The one thing they did get right was they called out the fraudulent stats of Dak Prescott. Some people believe he belongs on the Pro Bowl team, that he got snubbed and he has a higher quarterback rating than Aaron Rodgers, 111, and all that.
Well, he does.
But he's not.
I mean, don't
a Pro Bowler.
Don't just throw that in there.
I'm
don't just
saying
skip
that.
Over that. Does he or does he not?
He does, but okay. My point is his stats are fraudulent.
Well, then, no.
They're fraudulent.
The passer rating and QBR are all about getting rid of the fraudulent.
But
they
is,
get rid of all of the factors that really aren't to blame on the quarterback.
No.
Rob G, do they not?
No, I don't buy into that.
They get rid of all of that junk.
I don't buy into
they
that because
passes, the offensive line.
But he hasn't beaten
everything.
Anybody. Beat the Rams. That's the only team over 500 that they beat.
So why
and
is his
my
passer
problem.
Rating higher?
I have no idea, but I'm telling
it
you.
It actually isn't.
It tells you, I thought it was 111.
No, that's Kirk Cousins. His passer rating is not higher than
Oh, it's 99.3.
His QBR is what's
oh,
higher.
Oh, QBR.
And
I'm
way
sorry.
Higher.
But here's
73 to 53.
This is Chris, you've made this case.
20 points higher.
Over and over
can you
about
say that
how
with me, Rob? 20 points higher?
About how elite he is.
No, I said
no.
He's en route.
He Hold crashed in if route. He was en route
he's
to elite. Because he didn't even make
route.
He started off the season with 3 big wins against nobody. He
right.
piled
they
up the
big wins.
He piled up the numbers.
Stop
and Chris,
it.
You were beating your chest talking
saying
about
he's en
Dak
route.
Prescott
Don't
is
leave
elite.
Out that key phrase.
If I'm the Cowboys, I would sign him yesterday. He deserves $40 million. He deserves all the money he can get. You know what they said? No way, no how. Dak Prescott is a fraud. He's not a Pro Bowler. They called out Dak Prescott. He's done nothing but beat also-rans and never was his. Dak Prescott's numbers are hollow. They don't matter.
Wouldn't it
Thank
be
goodness.
Never worse?
Never was his.
It wouldn't Thank, be never worse?
Never was his. It just it was great that they didn't celebrate a guy who hasn't beaten anybody. Who you beat should matter. And they took a look at the numbers. He has 11 interceptions, which is a high number, but they didn't get fooled. They weren't bamboozled. They did not allow this whole Cowboy and Dak as a lead and look at what he's doing. And that's why he didn't make it. This is Exhibit A, B, C, D, why the Cowboys have signed everybody else on their roster except Dak Prescott. There are still question marks about him and whether or not he's that guy. I'm telling you, Chris Broussard, he is not N-O-T that guy.
Can you
That's
define
why he's not
that
made...
guy? I'm tired of you saying that guy.
He can't win the game
As
for you.
As if everybody knows
He
what
can't
you're
win the
about.
Game for you. He needs everything to be right in order to win the game. And that's the difference. That's why people don't believe in Dak Prescott. That's why he didn't get any love from the NFL despite starting out 3-0 and putting up eye-popping numbers. Dak Prescott isn't a Pro Bowler, isn't an elite quarterback. He's barely mediocre. He's a mediocre quarterback on a really good football team most of the time. They struggled this year, but Dak Prescott, they pulled back the covers. And you know what? It wasn't a pretty sight.
Don't you working yourself into the story, all right? Don't work your
what?
Little private story.
That ain't got nothing to do with
Are
me.
Are you done?
I'm done. Just like
Thank
Dak
God.
Prescott.
Thank God.
Chris was beating his chest about this guy all year.
Look, listeners, take heed. Get out your notebooks. Write this down. I'm the objective one. All right? I don't have axes to grind.
What grind axes am I grinding?
I don't have narratives to build. I tell it like it is. And you guys know, you longtime listeners of the show, that I do like Dak Prescott. That I do believe he is en route.
Is he still en route
to
you?
Even though
he didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
He's a two-time Pro Bowler.
I'm talking about this year. They were supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Chris, you picked them. Didn't you pick them to go to the Super Bowl?
They might. They might. They got a better chance than the Chargers. All right.
Why you gotta keep?
I'm just saying.
You picked the Chargers to make the playoffs.
Look, let me have my moment. All right. I'm the objective one. Have you once, listeners, heard me say that Dak Prescott should have been a Pro Bowler? Have you once? No.
But how could he be on the Pro Bowl for being elite?
I am the M-O-T. I'm the moat. I'm the moat. The most objective of all time.
Is that what you are?
That's what I am. The moat. All right? Dak, I would not have put Dak on the Pro Bowl team ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, or Russell Wilson.
How could he be elite?
Because
then?
I'm not going to reward your team, you for having a 7-7 team. You're the quarterback. You get a lot of praise when you win. You got to take some of the heat when you're mediocre as a team. Now, I think he's played very well, but I would give those guys the credit because I am the Muot. All right? The Muot and the Hibboat. That's who we are. Thank you.
I'll take it. Finally, you've seen the light when it comes to Dak Prescott.
But I'm saying Dak is still en route. This does nothing
to discourage He's going to sign the biggest contract for a quarterback? Yes or no?
Yes.
He will not.
Yeah. Well, they're probably going to franchise tag him.
They're not going to sign him.
They'll probably.
Yeah,
and
they're not.
But let me clear that up, too. Because you're getting on your high horse. You're standing up. Thankfully, they're not listening to you, but you're asking them to play your American patriotism music behind your little rant, and they're not. Thank you.
I didn't ask Alex for that.
You are up here perpetrating a fraud. Yes, you, Rob Parker.
I'm not a fraud.
Because you're saying that they don't believe in Dak. They clearly believe in Dak. Dak Prescott wants $40 million. I wouldn't give him $40 million.
Why not? You told me he's on the road to being an elite quarterback.
He is not there. On the road is not there. He is not that guy that I'm going to break the bank for and set the market $5 million annually higher than it already is. That's why they haven't signed him. They're willing to probably give him mid-30s, but he wants more, so they're not giving it to him
yet. You know how
hard
it is to find a franchise quarterback in the NFL? It's impossible.
Do you really think
teams are desperate?
You really think they have question marks about that?
Yeah, I do.
They do not.
I absolutely do.
You are wrong.
I do not believe that they totally believe in him.
They got more question marks about Jason Garrett, certainly, than they do about Dak Prescott.
I don't believe that people really believe that Dak is that guy, and that's the scary part. The hardest thing to get.
Nobody said he's Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't say.
But you can win without having to throw for 400 yards for your team to win.
You don't have to do that, but people question whether or not he is that guy. And that's still what it comes down to. Can he win the game when you can't run the ball?
Can he win
the game when the defense gives up a lot of points?
He's done it.
No. He's always in the same. He's never even thrown for 30 touchdowns in a season. Now, who, an elite quarterback where they throw the football all the time now? He's never had 30 touchdowns, Chris.
He's got 26 right now.
Is he going to get to 30 in the final two games?
Probably.
Probably not.
Because he's going to run roughshod over your Philadelphia Eagles.
How about the first three seasons?
Hold on. Is it about winning or is
it
about stats?
I'm asking you.
He was 13-3 as a rookie. Did you give him love then? Did you give him love or did you say, look at his numbers? He didn't throw for 30 touchdowns. Which is it, Rob Parker? I'm telling you. You're the Mayo. The most inconsistent of all
I'm
time.
I'm not consistent.
You are. I'm turning you, twisting you all around because with Tom Brady, it's this. With Dak Prescott, it's that. With Aaron Rodgers, it's that. With LeBron James, it's that. With Kawhi Leonard, it's that. With Doc Rivers, it's that. Which is it?
We want to know.
I got the mic drop. That is a mic drop.
That was pretty dramatic.
That's a mic drop. Let's go to the caller because you got nothing else to say.
That was pretty dramatic.
That was one of the most decisive beatings yet on the iCouple. That was a, seriously.
I made my point about that.
That was a straight up shellacking.
I made my point and you've been singing his praises
voices
all year.
Softest.
I'm all right.
There's the bases gone, all that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson, the greatest Laker of all time. Yeah, I said it. He is Mr. Laker. And Magic Johnson sat down with Bill Plaschke, friend of the show.
Yes.
Of the L.A. Times.
The esteemed columnist of the L.A. Times.
Yes. And Magic said this to Bill Plaschke. Remember, the Lakers are 24-4, looking great. Magic said, this team would not be in the position it's in without me. And he said, this was my strategy. This is what I thought we'd be in 3 years. I knew we were on the right track. Everybody wanted to do it their way, but I'm good with who I am. I think people respect what I've done for the team. Bravo, Magic. Magic Johnson is right on the money, just like he was as a passer. Always right on the money. Magic is right.
Chris.
The reason LeBron James is in L.A. is because of Magic Johnson.
It's because of Hollywood. He ain't come in for Magic
now,
Johnson.
Now, I give you. I,
come
I,
on, Chris.
I, look, hold
I,
on.
I can't
the,
even believe
but
let me, you
let me
that.
Finish. I agree that he had business interests out here. There's no question. However, it is very questionable as to whether or not LeBron would have signed with the Lakers had Jim Buss remained in charge. And I think you agree with that, right? I'm not saying he definitely wouldn't have come, but when Magic came to the Lakers, that gave them stability and credibility in LeBron's eyes. Remember, they were a mess. Now, whether or not Magic could deliver on that or not, in LeBron's eyes, it said, okay, they're stable. I can trust the Lakers to do right by me. And then LeBron gets there. That was it. If that's all Magic did, it was enough because from there's been a trickle-down effect. LeBron comes. He gets Anthony Davis. Now you got veterans that want to come. Dwight wanted to come. Rondo wanted to come. Danny Green wanted to come. Avery Bradley. That's all I'm saying. Magic helped set it in motion. So let's not act like Magic was just – you know, some stumbling buffoon running the franchise.
You mean Magic Johnson, the man who stood up there in front of everybody and told you that Lonzo Ball was going to have his jersey hung from the rafters and he's going to break all his records? The Magic Johnson who quit in midstream on the team, walked out, didn't even talk to LeBron James or the owner, Jeannie Buss, that Magic Johnson?
Yes.
Come on, Chris, you
that
can't
Magic
have it
Johnson.
Both ways.
No, what?
That, and for him,
he couldn't have made mistakes why is he, and still
why
been
is he,
responsible
why is
for
he
putting
patting
team
himself on the back? We're in December. We haven't even made it to Christmas. If they fall on their face, will Magic stand up and tell you about how he put this all in motion when they get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs? He won't do that. That's the press conference I want to hear from Magic. I'm the blame. I'm the one who set this in motion. I'm the reason why L.A. hasn't won a championship since Moby Dick was a guppy. That's what I want to hear from Magic Johnson. Not patting himself after 28 games and wanting credit. What do you want? What do you think you get credit? What, you an American Express card? You get no credit here.
First of all, get some new material. All right. If I hear since Moby Dick was a guppy one more time... All right, but I'll give you that let's see how this plays out. But you have to admit, Magic is right. Magic did have some. Who built it? Did Rob Pelinka build it?
Yeah, he's
did
the one
Jeannie
who filled.
Buss build
he's the
it?
One who filled
did
the
Kurt
roster.
Did Kurt Rambis build it?
Rob Pelinka got AD. Rob Pelinka got AD. Rob Pelinka gets credit for Dwight Howard after Boogie Cousins went down.
Rob Pelinka.
Magic wasn't there. Chris, stop giving him credit.
I know Rob personally.
That's
I mean,
nice.
I covered him, but I also know him as a friend. I'm not dissing Rob,
yes, you
but
are.
Keep it real.
No, I'm not giving.
LeBron
no.
got AD
no, he did.
Here.
No, he did not. No, he didn't.
LeBron
you
got to
give the GM in charge, the person in charge, the credit. Come on, man. That's you blamed him when things were going wrong, and now all of a sudden he doesn't get credit.
The same way
Magic got credit, even though LeBron had bought a house in Brentwood a year before he decided to come to the Lakers.
Did he come that year?
Magic was sitting in his car.
Did he come that year?
Magic was in his car listening to Fox Sports Radio and to the Odd Couple. He wasn't waiting to try to convince LeBron on coming. He just was in the car for an hour because the entertainment was so good he couldn't leave, turn the radio
right here,
off.
There you go, selling another narrative. Don't act like LeBron James is not the reason Anthony Davis is in L.A. Now, I mean, Rob can get some credit. Yeah, he's the GM. But Magic was the president. He gets some credit. That's all the brother's saying.
He don't need
to
pat himself on the back.
Jerry West.
Especially after he quit on the franchise. Come on.
He wasn't patting himself on the back. He was asked a question.
If I'm Jeannie Buss,
and he gave an honest answer. That's all.
I would have thrown a wet blanket over his statue out front.
Wow.